Today on the Trenic 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Matt Jones. He's the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Trade for the Province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure to join you.
All right, main thing we want to talk about here today is on affordable child care. I know the province has a new grant available to try and create more child care spaces across the province. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's all part of this and happening with that?
Yeah, so as of April 1st, Alberta families will pay a flat fee for child care at about $326.25 per month for full-time care, and that is $15 per day. Now, part-time care will also be flat, and it will be $230 per month. And, you know, this represents an 80% reduction in child care fees for Alberta families, saving an average family about $11,000 per year. And it's part of our implementation of the Canada-Alberta Child Care Agreement on our path to $10 a day child care.
And also, in addition to that $10 a day stuff you mentioned there, also the province also looking to try to get more spaces available for child care, particularly in rural areas like we have up here in the Peace region. What is the province looking to do on that front?
Yeah, so we're implementing, or we've already launched, the Building Blocks Program, which provides capital grants for new or renovations of existing child care spaces. So we have ambitious space creation targets. We need to create tens of thousands of spaces on the not-for-profit or public side, and these grants will support those spaces being created. Again, new spaces for the major capital grant stream of it, and then the renovation of existing spaces under the minor.
And certainly much has been made over the fact that the population for the province is growing, and some projections say it's going to keep going up, and certainly there's some potential effects on the economy there, and obviously a lot of people talking about the economy at the moment. So how much is that kind of playing into trying to get more child care spaces available across the province?
Yeah, it's a huge contributor to the demand of our child care system. So we have seen, you know, roughly 4.5% population growth in Alberta over the last 12 months. We've also seen, for example, even higher rates, like 6% in Calgary. And that does mean more families, more children, more child care is required. And our system right now is at about 88% utilization, but it typically is around over 90%, as high as 96%. And that means that some parents are having difficulty accessing childcare, and that's why we're rolling out these grants to try to expedite the creation of additional spaces. So the population growth, which we continue, which we expect to continue in the coming months and year, is a big driver of the demand for childcare.
And you've certainly touched on, certainly a lot of that population growth is certainly happened in the major centers of Calgary and Edmonton, but even up here in some of the rural areas, I've heard some stories about from people having difficulties trying to get spaces for childcare as well. Is the province looking to try to get your target for sort of more rural areas, more sort of underserved communities, if you will, with some of this stuff with happening as part of this?
Absolutely. And whenever we stand up, incentives or grant programs to expand childcare, they always target underserved areas in rural and remote regions, as our new Building Blocks program does. We also have, with the implementation of this flat childcare fee framework, we have regionalized the reimbursement to providers so that, you know, whether you're in the Northwest, Northeast, Deep South, or in a major urban center, the reimbursement on behalf of parents to providers is calibrated to support childcare in that area. And I'm pleased to share that under that new funding framework, 85% of daycare providers and the majority of family day homes will see increases to support their operations.
And I know with that Building Blocks grant, I believe there's around $53 million that is available in total for that program. How can, child care operators go about trying to get in on some of the grant program to help create more spaces in their centers?
Yeah, so the intake just opened. You can visit alberta.ca to access that. And for projects over $500,000, so that this would typically be a new space, new construction. In other words, you're building something to do with the structure. You can get up to $30,000 of grant per space. For the minor stream, which is the renovation or retrofitting of existing spaces, so non-structural, you can get up to $10,000 in support to create accessible, affordable childcare.
And finally, whenever we have guests here, the Trending 55 Husky, we always like to throw in a little personal question, show that the politicians are people too, of course, very much in the winter right now, a lot of cold temperatures, a lot of snow on the ground in most areas of the province, and sometimes people have to some different activities they like to do when the winter season is in full swing. What about you? What kind of some of your go-to winter activities?
Well, I've got four kids, so we've been doing some skating, some sledding, a little bit of skiing, and all the things that you would assume living in one of the best places in the world to do those things. So looking forward to enjoying the winter wonderland, but it could be warmer.
Yes, it could very much be warmer right now. I definitely would agree with you on that. Matt Jones, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Trade for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Anytime. Have a great day.